Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Sports. In sports, Atlantic senior Aaron Olson signed a letter of intent on Friday at the Atlantic High School to play both basketball and golf at Dort College in Sioux Center. Olson has been a star on both the basketball court and the golf course throughout her high school career for the Trojans and will now try to do the same at the collegiate level. Olson averaged nearly 16 points per game on the hardwood for the Trojans in her senior campaign and helped the team pick up their first postseason victory in several years. She scored 933 points in her four-year career and led the team in multiple statistical categories. Olson has been a big part of the golf success for the Atlantic girls. She finished ninth in last year's state golf meet and has been a top contributor all season long in 2016. The Trojans have only been beaten by two teams on the course this year, and they're some of the top teams from the state's largest class in Dowling and Waukee. Olson was joined by her parents and coaches at the signing on Friday. She'll get a chance to play and focus on both sports at Dort next season. In golf, the Atlantic boys golf team picked up a win at the sectional golf meet held Friday at Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Atlantic, Glenwood, and Harlan qualified as teams for district play at Denison's Majestic Hills Golf Course, and that'll be next Friday, May the 20th. The top four individuals qualified as well. Atlantic took first place with a team score of 302, Glenwood 319, Harlan third with 334. Carroll placed fourth at 335, ADM was fifth at 350. Creston had a score of 353 for sixth place. Perry was 356 in seventh. And Greene County placed eighth with their team score of 389. Individual scores included Ben Renaud for Atlantic, who was shot a 73 for medalist honors. Jake Olson of Atlantic was runner-up with a 73. Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood shot a 76 for third place. And Atlantic's Matt Gerhardt and Kyle Nelson tied for fourth with a 78 shot by both boys. Other Atlantic scores include Nate Gifford with a 78 and Zach Stork with an 80. Head coach Ed Dembeste said that there was a great job by the Atlantic boys Friday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. They were very impressed with Jake and Ben coming in at 73s, both excellent scores, he said. It was good to see Kyle and Matt also shoot 78s and be in there for individual places as well. Zach Stork, he said, had a tough ruling going against him on Friday, but finished with a great score. He battled very hard after that and finished with a one over on front. Nate Gifford also turned in a great score on Friday, according to the coach. He was very proud of his team and how well they played in the changing conditions. The next stop is Denison, as I mentioned earlier. Well, Coon Rapids Bayard played host to a Class 1A boys sectional golf meet also on Friday. Qualifiers move on to the district meet that's hosted by CAM at Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Oneida on May the 20th. And only the team and individual qualifiers are about to be mentioned here. In team scoring, Coon Rapids Bayard was first place with a score of 354. Glidden Ralston was second with a score of 363. Xyra EHK shot a 385 team total for third place. Individual scores at that event include Colton Lentz of Coon Rapids Bayard, who took first place with his best low score of 84. Isaac McAllister of CRB was second with a score of 85. Oliver Connor of Glidden Ralston took third place with his best score of 87. And Mickey Williamson from Audubon shot 89, good for fourth place. The Griswold Golf and Country Club played host to a boys Class 1A sectional golf tournament on Friday. And again, the qualifiers advanced to the district meet hosted by CAM next Friday. In team scoring, Griswold qualified with their team score of 344. Nottoway Valley was second in qualifying with a score of 350. And Nishnabotna qualified with their team score of 356. Other team scores include St. Albert in fourth place at 406. CAM was fifth with 414. Riverside sixth, also at 414. Heartline Christian placed seventh with a team score of 429. And East Mills was in eighth place with a score of 461. Qualifying for the district meet at CAM included James Reynolds and Jake Reynolds, both of Griswold, Spencer Lamb of Nottoway Valley, and Tyler Kruger of Riverside. The Dunlap Golf Course played host to a Class 1A boys sectional meet on Friday. And again, the qualifiers advanced to CAM on Friday, May the 20th. Team scoring, those qualifying for districts include Maple Valley Anthonoto. They shot a 345 altogether, and Westwood qualified with their team score of 351. Logan Magnolia, Woodbine Tri-Center, Charter Oak Ute, and Boyer Valley missed the qualifying. Logan coming in third place, fourth place, and fifth, sixth, and seventh, respectively. Individual qualifiers include Connor Collins of Maple Valley Anthonoto, who shot an 80. Dalton Kolbaum, also of MVAO, who shot an 82. Elijah Lamoureux of Westwood, who shot an 82. Taylor Nelson of Logan Magnolia shot an 85, and He also qualified for the districts. The American Legion Country Club in Shenandoah was host to a Class 2A boys sectional golf meet on Friday. And those qualifiers will move on to a district meet that will be hosted by Panorama at Lake Panorama Country Club on Friday. Team scoring, those qualifying include in first place Clarinda with a best team score of 313. Shenandoah was second with a 315, and Missouri Valley qualified with their team score of 344. Trainer AHSTW, Red Oak, Underwood, and Southwest Iowa placed in fourth through eighth place respectively in team scoring. Qualifiers individually going on to the meet at Panorama next week include Carlton Ron of Clarinda, who shot a 74, Ryan Ruzick of Shenandoah, who shot a 76. Steve Martin's 77 put him in third place at that meet and qualified him for state. Also, Connor Pertle of Clarinda and Seth Sveja of Missouri Valley both shot a 78, and they both qualified for the district meet at Panorama. In high school soccer action Friday, in girls' play, it was Denison Schleswig doubling up on Missouri Valley 4-2. Lewis Central beating Glenwood 3-0. Trainer was a 1-0 winner over Abe Lincoln, and Tri-Center beat AHSTW 5-0. In boys' soccer action, it was Denison Schleswig over Atlantic 2-0. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beating Glenwood 1-0. Ballard was an 8-2 winner over Nottoway Valley. St. Albert beat Harlan 3-1. And Underwood downed Carroll by a score of 2-0. The Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union on Friday released their list of qualifiers for the state track and field meet that will take place next weekend at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. You can find the full list of area qualifiers listed by class and school on the sports page at kjan.com. Here's just a few of those. In girls class 1A, Madison Hagedorn qualified in the 100-meter hurdles, Sydney Obermeyer in the high jump, the shuttle hurdle relay, 4x400-meter relay, and 800-meter relay teams for Audubon all qualified for the state track and field meet. Bedford's Sharissa Mogler qualified in the 100 hurdles, Alyssa Kuhn in the high jump, and Callie Calfee in the long jump. Also, Cam's Lindsay Dinkla qualified for the state track and field meet within the 400-meter hurdles and the 4x800-meter relay. Exira EHK will be sending Emily Kopic to the event with a wins yesterday in the 1,500-meter run and 3,000-meter run. Griswold's shuttle hurdle relay and 4x800-meter relay teams also were winners and qualified for state. And in boys' action, in Class 1A, it was Audubon's Jake Mulford qualifying for state with the 100-meter dash, Kyle Rustfold in the 200-meter dash and high jump, Mitchell Nelson in the 110 meters and 400-meter hurdles, Nolan Smith in the 110-meter hurdles, and Joseph Zeiger in the discus. That was in the boys' action. Also, Cam's Thomas Hensley qualified, Drew Tickner qualified in the 800-meter run and discus, respectively. Exira's Brady Hansen and Martin Olson qualified for the state track and field meet. Griswold's David Thompson and Jaden Jonke also qualified. In girls' action, or actually in Class 2A, AHSDW's Gage Clay qualified. And you can take a look at the rest of that list. There's just so many to name. But let's run down Atlantic's qualifiers. They include Jackson Eden in the 800-meter run and 1,600-meter run, Grant Reed in the 110s and 400-meter hurdles, Brendan Holmes in the 400-meter hurdles, Alec Hayes in the high jump, the Atlantic 4x400, 4x800-meter relay, and distance medley relay teams all qualified for the state track and field meet next weekend at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. That is a check of sports this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.